Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you can fire that customer monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening, and welcome to the Business Beware Show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Why do you never like how I say it?
No, it's not how you say it. It's just, I was listening to our intro there, and I was saying, everybody tells it the same way, and they do.
Oh,
every week, we find that out.
So it wasn't against me, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, that's amazing.
That never,
for the first time
ever,
ever
be against you.
Yeah.
No, you and your stupid easy button.
He lies. Yeah, no. Well, see, I wasn't even going to mention it tonight, and you already brought up easy button.
I may as well get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Once get it out of the way, we're okay.
That's fine. I may use it 20 times this evening, but
you
that's
go
fine.
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know. Anyway.
Some lack of material.
You know what? It does happen. Sometimes it happens.
Yes, it does.
I know. And sometimes that's the Mondays. Does anybody agree with me?
Monday. I like Mondays. Well, that's because I'm pretty much retired now, so every day kind of just runs together.
Yeah, well, that's true. Very true.
I have to show up and do the show with you. That's all right. We enjoy it. It's good to talk about small businesses, and I really enjoy talking about some of the dummies out there that think they know about small businesses at times.
It is fun to talk about some.
Well, we had a great day today going looking at all the different materials and everything for your business.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, going out and building a new business. I'm enjoying this.
Well, we got to talk to a lot of cool local people. I mean, you know, like when we were leaving, one of the guys we were talking to, I mean, like the heart of a small business.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
What did I say whenever I drove away? I said, that right there is small business America.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And like we always say, it's, you know, small businesses are the backbone of America, and I'll say it till the day I die, and I've got a couple of things we're going to talk about tonight that I found on the news wire about small businesses and the way that our government is taking care of us. Our government is all knowing and all one and all. I threw up a little bit, but that's okay.
I think I checked out for a second. Actually,
it's the easy button.
Yeah, night. It is. No, actually, that would be another button. I can't use that word on the air, so we're not.
I've never stopped it before, but go ahead.
This is very true. Well, actually, I wanted to. There was something that was put on Twitter by our friends over at the Small Biz Revolution, not Resolution.
So, we were just talking about Revolution.
Yeah.
We were not saying that.
Yeah, no Resolution. But you know, Robert Herjavec from the Shark Tank.
You said that really well.
I know. I think he'd be proud. But he has started this thing with the Small Biz Revolution. But they post a lot of really cool stuff on Twitter if you ever want to find some really cool person to follow. But they posted this, and it was Mark Sanchez. He's a local small business owner, and he said, Mark Sanchez says growth is necessary to keep a small biz alive, and that means being open to opportunities. Do you agree?
Dang right, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I think what were we talking about today when we were driving? We were talking about the right opportunities. Sometimes you have opportunities that you are put in front of you as a small business owner, and a lot of times, especially young small business owners and entrepreneurs, will jump at the chance to an opportunity, and it may not be the right opportunity for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, and you know, I'm not trying to sit on the fence on this, but I'm trying to say, be cautious of what I call, I tell a lot of young, I call them kids, because they're young kids, because they're like your age and younger. You know, whenever they start a business, don't get the big eyes,
mm-hmm.
because it all looks, if I could just build this, sell this, do that, you know, and everything else, it's great. That's fine. But, you know, sometimes you have to do that to get in the door, but then it comes especially a point in time where you say, what's the best use of my time?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly what we're talking about today.
Right.
So grow, steady, slow growth, but then also smart growth.
Right.
Have I said that before? Smart growth.
I've heard a lot of things you say over and over and over. The best is, ask me how I know. But actually, I use it too now. Now
yes,
I'm
you
like,
do.
What's wrong with me?
I just kind of smile when you say it.
Say what my father says.
Mom said it the other day, and I kind of smiled. She didn't even, I don't even think she even realized she said it.
She probably was making fun of you.
No, she probably was saying something to me.
She looked at
someone else about me.
That's very true.
Ask me how I know.
Well, and yeah, exactly. Well, and I think too, because we talk a lot about, like, I think one of the number one questions is with a lot of family businesses that we get. I know from like my age, and like say they're taking over the family business or something. Mm-hmm. A lot of the questions that come in are about, you know, hey, my dad has been owning this business for like 30 years and he's still doing the same old thing. And I've tried to tell him, like, you know, we should do it like this, or we should change this, or it may be open to changing things and not doing the same old way, you know? And I think that's kind of one of the hard things is, like, as a business owner, you do have to bend with the wind a little bit.
Well, you do. And, I think it's going to be the hardest one to bend with the wind is going to be the dad or the mom that's been there for so long. Saying, yeah, we've done it this way for so long and so well, why should we change?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing is, some of you youngsters out there may have to bite your tongue and say, okay, you know, but when you're gone, I've got this business, I'm going to do this. And they're going to look at you and they're going to say, all right, go ahead when I'm gone. So, but is there needs to be happy ground there. That's
right.
For sure.
Oh, definitely.
But I can also say, again, for all you youngsters out there, that if you push it too hard, then what's going to happen is, you know, mom and dad sometimes can get a little, you know, stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it can put a wedge between not only the way that you deal with each other at the business, but also at home.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's funny because we have a story later that apparently, you know, a guy had an idea and I got shot down for it. So that'll be a nice little something to talk about later.
An idea.
With the business, yeah.
Light bulb went off.
Yeah, light bulb went off and got fired and got sued all in one thing. You know, very interesting story. But
until someone turned the switch off.
Dream killer. That's basically
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there goes my balloon popped again.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I stumbled across this earlier in the day, and it's actually off entrepreneur.com, which they actually usually have a lot of good stuff. But it says, stop learning about entrepreneurship and start doing the work.
Get off your can and do something.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say. I can shorten all these messages that they have and put a little bit more light, put a little bit more spice into it at times, you know.
Well,
be nice. I'm being politically correct.
Actually, it's kind of scary what you
Well, sometimes, I mean, you know, think about it. And what they're saying is, quit learning so much and go out and do. You're going to learn. How many times have we said OJT?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to school and college and all these seminars and workshops and everything else, and you can learn all this stuff, but there comes a point in time in your life when you have to put all this to use, and you're going to have to fall down. And mm-hmm. You know what? When you fall down, when you're a little kid and you pulled away from your dad or mom, and, you know, he pulled your hand away and you fell down, you scraped your knee, we were there just to clean you up a little bit and pull you back
was.
Up.
Mom was. You weren't.
Well, mom so. Was, yeah. Help us on the way.
I know, I'm just kidding. Yeah. Well, and here I thought OJT was like a orange juice.
You what?
OJT.
OJT.
When he said, I got, oh yeah, no,
that's
I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. Everybody's like, it's like the chicken or tuna from Jessica Simpson back when. But
I'm moving right along.
I know. No, but I think on the job training, that's and it brings me to this. I will finish part of the article, but a friend I was having dinner with this week, and she was talking about her sister, and her sister's been in nursing for like years, right?
I'd have to be Sarah. You only have one friend.
Hey, I've got a lot of friends. You want me to go through my phone book? But no, I mean, I was talking to her, and she said, guess what? She was like, my sister Rachel is thinking about dropping, mm-hmm. you know, dropping what she's doing, and she wants to take entrepreneur classes. Yeah. I mean, she's still going to do her job, but she actually is a great cook and mm-hmm. likes to bake and all this other stuff. And she said that she would really like to do a food truck and everything else and cater events. And I thought, all right, you know, that's pretty awesome. Good for her.
That's
and it's
kind of cool.
Like missing her calling kind
Big
of thing.
Big step. What's she doing now?
What do you mean?
What kind of job is she in now?
Nursing.
Oh, you
Did
said,
you miss
oh. Oh, I thought Sarah was a nurse.
Okay. She's a nursing too. I was like, she missed that part.
Right over me.
Yeah. So anyway, but I was telling her, you know, she was saying she wanted to take all these classes because she didn't know. So, I mean, there's kind of a difference. If someone didn't come from like a background, like, I mean, I've grown up in it. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just like know, you know, all these different things.
Yeah, you know all the good and the bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the good and the bad.
That's for sure.
Yeah. But well, and so that kind of what leads me to with, we'll finish the article when we come back. But I was telling her, I was like, you know, sometimes it's just one of those things you kind of got to jump into. Mm-hmm. You know, you can have classes and classes and classes and until you just.
Sometimes you have to. If you're going to have a food truck, you may as well just get out there and burn the old knuckles and, and sell food for cheap and make your name, and then you'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We can go back to our movie we always talk about, Chef.
That's a great movie. If you haven't seen it, I can tell you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, when we come back, because I know as soon as we start talking about one of these, we're going to like, whatever.
Yeah, we chase rabbits.
We'll go back into the thing. But
That's all right.
When we come back, we'll talk more about that with the article. And FYI, if you want to listen to us on the go, download the BizTalk Radio app on iTunes or Droid, Google Play, whatever that is. So
we'll be right back. It never fails, and he's all so good, and he's all so fine.
Welcome back to the show. I kind of just want to sit here and listen to this music.
Now that. That brings back a lot of old memories. That really does.
Did you say
some
old?
Good and some not? I'm real old. That's okay. We won't talk about that
I
anymore.
Didn't say it out loud. You said it. But, well, you know, we'll continue.
You don't have to be old to have an old memory. It's just older memory if you're real old.
Okay. Touche. I have no comeback on that one. You know, if you want to send us any questions or you want to talk to us or talk to Robert or talk to me, since I apparently only have one friend.
Well, I'm so old I can't. Look at them, so evidently.
That's very true. So, yeah, email me, ashley@businessbewareshow.com, with your questions and comments. And if you want to make fun of Robert, Father, go ahead. I will gladly welcome it.
She needs all the help she can get.
I really do. Mother's on my team, though.
Team Ash. That's okay.
That's the truth. So we were talking about, right before we went to break, we were talking about how – with entrepreneurship, sometimes you don't need all the knowledge. You just need, or the classes and everything else. Sometimes you just need to do it. It's an article from entrepreneur.com. So you said, which you kind of agree with it, don't you?
I definitely agreed with it that you do need to, let's face it, if you don't have a general knowledge about what you're going to go into business for, then you don't need to be going into that business.
Well, right.
But, you know, there comes to a point to where you can only learn so much about a certain, I don't care if it's business or how to bake a cake, you know, mm-hmm. sooner or later you gotta mix it up and put it in the oven and turn it on, you know, and everything. So the same thing
about
business.
Unless you forget to preheat it.
Well, yeah, if you need to preheat.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not a cook, so can you tell?
Yeah, actually I can.
But there comes a point in time where you just, you know, you need to, you know, you just
right.
do it.
Well, and here it says, knowledge is useless without action.
You know, I've heard that before in many different things. And, you know, I agree with that. But I think that here again, you know, I'm just so old school that I think, you know, the word action really scares me at times mm-hmm. because it kind of portrays, you know, I've got a saying. Let me put it this way. I've got a saying a lot of people, I joke around at times and I say this. It's let's get something done even if it's wrong, and mm-hmm. I'll get up from a break or something like that and get back to work or go do something, and I'm always telling everybody around me, even the guys who used to work for me, I said let's go do something even if it's wrong, you know, just it's kind of a little mm-hmm. slang saying and everything, but that's what action reminds me of.
Right.
Sometimes you're in such a hurry to put something into motion or into action that you know it's not the right timing, and mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever said this before. But I'm big on timing, and timing is everything.
Oh, you've never said it before.
Well, I haven't, and I guess I should. I'm going to write a blog about timing.
That scares me. Actually, yeah. Well, and in here it says, there are those who talk and those who do.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, it's true. I mean, that's why there are some people that are just true employees, and some people who are the...
And the ones who, a lot of times, the ones that talk... And don't do anything, they're talking while they're trying to do something. They never get anything done. Well, so they're always just talking.
Yeah.
Well, but sometimes that's good because you need talkers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's face it, you got to listen to something. While you're working, I guess.
Yeah, you got to listen.
Put your headphones on. And
you got to listen. That's like when Mom and I were flying somewhere the other day. She was like, didn't have her headphones. I said, you don't have a pair of headphones? You always bring a pair of headphones because the doober that's sitting beside you wants to talk to you the entire time. And you're like, oh, I'm really sorry. One time I actually put my headphones on and I actually didn't have my iPod or anything with me.
Nothing
and
they're
just
up.
The headphones. Yeah. And I hit it.
Yep.
I was like, well, this is happening right now.
Sitting there playing with a plug in your hand.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I don't want to talk to you.
Sometimes you have to do that. And I hate to say that, but yeah. Well, I was reading this other thing. It said 47% of your people are ready to leave your business.
I would think that much or higher.
Yeah, that was interesting.
I mean, you know, you just sit and talk to everybody who's an employee of usually a corporation. You know, mom and pops and small businesses are a little bit different, as it should be, I would think. You can have some really rear ends that are owners of small businesses, mom and pops too. But there should be a difference. I would hope they would, the way they run their business. Because, you know, you should treat people, you know, you should remember how you felt. You know, that's one thing I try to do all the time is I try to remember whenever I see a young couple that has two or three little kids and everything, I try to go back to, you know, what your mom and I went through, you know, financially and everything. And it's really, it's some of the best times of our lives. There's no doubt about it. Would I want to have to do it again? Probably not, but I would.
Right.
And, so, you know, I think that, I just feel sorry for a lot of these people who they get up and they don't want to go to work. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, that's the last thing they want to do. And it's going to happen in the corporate world more than anything. It's, you know, the way they, you know, treat each other and undercut each other and try to get ahead of each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of corporate, you know, I was talking about that story earlier. So this is about that, this kid who I know I'm going to mess up his name.
Then don't try it. Call him Raja.
Raja. Well, it's like Abtin Bugari.
Raja.
So, yeah. That is, Raja. I know. Not, it looks like a great guy. Well, so anyway, he was working as a paralegal for a company. It was like a 200 employee company. I mean, it was one of those big firms. So anyway, and he was in college and working as a paralegal. And also he was like a psychology major and everything. So anyway, he actually, well, in the paralegal that he was working for, the firm was actually an e-discovery, which does for, you know, forensics, computer forensics and all that stuff for like lawyers and everything else. Well, so he started working on this case after Katrina happened for all the insurance agencies with all the stuff that happened. So he was going through, and when you do the e-discovery, you have to do a lot of sifting through paperwork and all that other stuff, you know. So, I mean, it became one of these things that he had this great idea where he's like, I have an idea where you can, like, sift through it a lot quicker, but it'd be a program. And so the lawyers or the people he worked for shushed him. They didn't want him to do anything because they said, here's our problem. We charge a good bit of money and it takes us a while. So like the more time we put into
this, they would lose billing hours.
Right. Exactly.
Hello.
So yeah, they told him to shush about it. So he made the, you know, thing where he said, oh, okay, well, you know, I just want to let you guys know that if I quit my job today with you and I went and did my own thing, I could start up my own job or start up my own company because this idea is that good.
Sure.
Well, of course, that was a bad move. I mean, let's be real. So anyway, I mean, I probably would have said the same thing. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a talk.
I know. But so anyway, well, they fired him. And turns out they ended up suing him.
Because it must have been a good idea.
Uh-huh. Well, and the funny thing is he didn't tell him the entire idea. He just like kind of told him, I have this great idea.
Sure.
It could help with all this other stuff. So
when they heard less billing, they said, shut up.
Oh, yeah, basically. Well, because at first you're like, why would they not want? But, okay, I see where I get it. And so anyway, well, they decided to, you know, they turn around and sue him because they were scared he was going to share their trade secrets and all of that, whatnot, whatever, everything. So anyway, he decided to launch his own company. And with that, we're going to come back. So you got to stay tuned. You got to come back to the next. Listen to what happens.
So he launched his company. And when we come back, we're going to find out what it is.
Huh?
What he did.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Sounds great. And when we come back, we'll talk about small business.
Yeah.
Be right back. We'll be right back.
We've been talking about this before, but one of the best ways to listen to us, and these days, I mean, if you look around, everybody's got a smartphone. And, I mean, even like 80-year-old people got a smartphone. They know how to work it better than I do. But
can I say podcast?
No. Yeah, but the BizTalk Radio app is awesome. So you can download it on your iPhone or Droid and any phone you got, and you should do that. So you can take it on the go and listen to all the other cool shows and listen to us, of course. So do that.
There are special podcasts on Ashley Only.
It's called Ashley's Easy Button. Actually, we should start that.
There's like a half a podcast on that.
It's like 2 minutes long. Yeah. Well, you know, anyway. Well, before we hit
it's
break.
It's an info podcast.
It's an infomercial. That scares me. I didn't even think about that. But before we went to break, we were talking about the guy that got sued. He was working as a paralegal, mm-hmm. and he had this brilliant idea about starting his, you know, his own company and everything. Well, they fired him, and then they sued him. So in the time that he was being sued, you know, because they were scared he was going to share the trade secrets because he had said he was going to launch his company. Mm-hmm. So it freaked him out. Well, and so anyway, he decided to go ahead and launch the company. And do you know, like fast forward, like 5 years later, it's called Modus, M-O-D-U-S. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like making $200 million.
And they sued him because he was right.
Yeah, pretty much. And so
and they were wrong.
But what's really cool about this is, I mean, he's like, I was a dropout. He dropped out of college mm-hmm. because he got sued. So he didn't have any money.
Well, he couldn't, when he used all of his money to pay
pretty much.
Lawyer bills. That's what they do.
Right.
I mean, they drain you. That's what, mm-hmm. when you have lawsuits like that, that's what they do. The big guy swallows a little guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, going up against him, you know, it was like one of those things. So,
and they thought that they would, you know, win just because of that. Sure,
yeah,
make
exactly.
him go away.
Well, and so anyway, he was building. He said it was hard. Like, it was tough because, I mean, he was having to do this, and he wanted to start the company. He was like, there were times I just wanted to, like, stop. I didn't, you know, I was like, there's no way out of this kind of thing. Well, anyway, he kept going, and the company got huge, and obviously he succeeded. Mm-hmm. Now he's got, like, I think 12 offices and 200 employees. And so, I mean, he's
good
grown to
him.
The point. Yeah. And he's like, I can put my sisters through school and everything else. I mean, he didn't have much anyway. But the thing is that he said, what did he say? He said the first check that he got, I love this. Okay. It says the first check I got, I never cashed it. And it was a $1,250 retainer fee. So he never cashed a check, but I thought that was really cool.
And he never finished school.
No. Uh-uh.
That just, you know, I hate to say it. That just proves my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and most, you know, that, but that is the epitome of a true entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
He saw something, although he was pushed into it.
Right.
But he didn't quit.
Kind of, sort of, yeah.
It's called stick-to-it-ability.
Stick-to-itiveness.
What he needed to do is he should have sent some emojis to those people, and he could have maybe started with some nice ones and worked his own way up to maybe some mean ones.
Like
little devils with horns on them. Little,
I know.
You know.
But that just shows you, I mean,
smoke coming out of their head and everything.
Yeah. I mean, and then so he's going with the lawsuit and still bidding this thing. I mean, you can do anything you really put your mind to. Let's be
sure
real.
Can.
So you can't. Bad stuff happens.
Well, speaking about emojis, am I pronouncing that right? Emojis? Emojis? How do you do that? Emojis?
Oh, I'm just going to let you have it.
I have no idea. Should, this is an article I found. Mm-hmm. This is good now. I'm trying to interact with the new business, you know, scenery.
That
okay?
really does scare me.
It does. Should small businesses utilize emojis in online marketing? And that's a question mark, Ashley. I'm asking you. I mean, those are the little pictures that you, like you text and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about like in marketing? Or are we talking about like?
It says in online marketing. So I guess, you know, as a business, whatever, you know, to put yourself out there. You
maybe
know,
they're
be...
talking about like, and I've been getting like these, the emails that I'm subscribed to. Like, I mean, like different, like jane.com and all that stuff. Like where I have been seeing like where they put the little emojis in the thing. One said like, hello, gorgeous with the wing. Is that what they're talking about?
I didn't say that. I don't know. So
I'm trying to understand what. Yeah.
Well,
I guess
that's a question, and it's a viable question. But let me set this up.
Okay.
It's a PR toolkit, and they're an internet company. It's Now, it says many small businesses have resolved to increase their online marketing efforts in 2016, blah, 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 blah. From creating a company blog, of course, we talked about that, which is good, mm-hmm. you know, company blog, mm-hmm. to establishing a presence on social media. There are several strategies to explore when determining the best approach to take. For small businesses, in the pursuit of higher levels of audience engagement, one tactic worth exploring is the use of emojis in their online marketing messages. Well, a picture says 1,000 words is what I've always heard. Now, let me tell you about them, about PR Newswire. PR Newswire, now this, they're tooting their horn here. They're saying who they are. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give their web address because you can probably find it. Is the premier, it says, is the premier global provider of multimedia platforms that enable marketers, corporate communicators, sustainability officers, and that's a big word for me, public affairs and investor relations officers to leverage content to engage with all their key audiences. Having pioneered the commercial news distribution industry for over 60 years, I didn't know they had emojis for 60 years. PR News Today, blah, 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 blah. Well, this is what it says. It says in the article, they're explaining to you step number one. Know your emojis. Emojis that seem innocuous can carry a different meaning than what is explicitly pictured and suggest familiarizing yourself with the meanings of each before jumping the emoji bandwagon. Sites like emoji.org can help further provide context and meaning. Second number two, cadence. Treat this tactic as you do others and ensure your cadence doesn't impact the overall effectiveness of your efforts. Blah, blah, blah. Also suggests receiving emoji usage for lighter marketing messages in order to emphasize a particular point.
I'm so lost right now. I don't even know what.
All this, well, here's what they're saying. I'm making fun of this. Okay, are you with me?
No, I gathered that, but that's why I'm like, I don't.
What any number three, alignment. Ensure this concept aligns with your other marketing tactics. Messaging and audience fit is a must. So in other words, you don't send someone you like a devil, or you know, well, shooting at them with a gun or something. You know, social platforms like Twitter are a great way to embrace emojis and take simplistic messages to the next level. We're talking about next level stuff here.
Oh my gosh. I don't even.
I don't either. Now, what have we learned from this work of art? This media expose on emojis.
I have learned. You know, we were talking about the entrepreneur classes earlier. Where,
yeah.
No, don't even.
Oh,
do
that's what I'm talking about. Well, I've learned absolutely nothing. My suggestion is if you feel like emojiing it, emoji it. But they wrote this whole article. The whole article. It's 3 or 4 pages on emojis. Now, I want to... Well, can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Before you start in. They also have an emoji blog.
Oh, my gosh.
To teach you how to send emojis and when to and what emojis to send.
But see, that's the problem. Like, you're sitting there worrying about that the entire time, and then, you know, you got, like, a business every day to run.
That's exactly right.
Well,
hello. That's you. You said you didn't understand, but now you do.
Oh, I understand, but I don't understand how people take the time to sit there and write that. Well, of course, it was probably an intern who wrote it for them.
What about,
I mean,
what about people that? Well, now wait a minute.
Have been out there.
They have pioneered the commercial news distribution. They are the people. They say themselves that we're the people.
We're the people.
For 60 years.
So do a lot of politicians, but you see where that got us.
That's the way we're in it. We need an easy button for that one.
I know.
But here's the thing. You take articles like this. They're worried about emojis.
Uh-huh.
And should you send an emoji or not?
Well, I know. You know what? This man right here did not like emojis. I don't think he likes anything. Because he walked into a T-Mobile. He wanted to trade his phone in because he said it was not working. And so they said, it's still working, sir. You don't blah, blah, blah. So
probably wouldn't send emojis.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. He probably should have used an emoji to get across the thing, right? So he leaves, comes back 4 hours later, and he put 4 bullet holes into the phone. and gives it to the people. So anyway, of course they report him right down to his driver's license. They're like, the fact that you brought this in here, because I mean, and the dude, so anyway, he was hot. Well, now he's got like a charge with trespassing if he ever comes back in again with the thing. Talk about like a...
I don't know what to say to that.
Next time you should have used an emoji.
Yeah, next time use it. But I can tell you I have an emoji for that.
Don't use the gun one. That'd have been bad.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. A little heavy rock on Monday night.
Oh, yeah. I like it.
Yeah. All right. You know, we're always talking about how the, you know, how many things that as a small business owner you have to put up with. And, you know, we talk about custom monsters, you know, the customers that just can never be pleased and want everybody to be miserable around them and everything. I don't want to be a, you know, negative Nancy or anything, but you know, there's a lot of things we have to overcome. And a lot of times we make light of it, mm-hmm. you know. And I did find this one letter that a man wrote, which I thought was really good. And you could tell that he's a little bit upset. And I'll give him his due. He wrote this, looks like 2 or 3 days ago. It's a letter. It's to the state of Illinois.
Oh, to the state. Okay.
And his name is Kurt Anliker, I think. Kurt Anliker. I'll just start. It's the best thing to do. This past month, I completed the filings of 2 business reports, which are required annually by the Secretary of State offices in Illinois and Indiana, where my businesses operate. Illinois' annual report filing was a completed manual process that entails mailing information to the Springfield that requires a $250 fee. That's every year.
Mm-hmm.
Indiana's report filing was an online process, completed in less than 5 minutes and cost $20. Now, he goes on to say, he's not quite the happy camper, this is just one very small example of the ongoing frustration faced every day by the business community in Illinois. Chicago's got some problems, I'm going to tell you.
They got good food, though.
Well,
I may have problems.
I've been there once, but, you know, I mean, you know, they lead the country and you know, a lot of criminal activities and everything, and you know, the people are coming, you know, everybody I talk to is from Chicago. They don't like it. I don't know why they stay there.
Food. Like I said.
Hey, comfort food goes a long way.
It does. Say what for me?
This is one small example. I will continue reading. Of the ongoing frustration faced every day by the businesses community in Illinois. But it pretty much sums up how our state's business climate compares to that of nearly every other state in the union. I could write a book on the Illinois' archaic, costly, and insufficient process and programs. I'm really on a roll tonight with these big words. And I'm going to, it's hard. Its regulations and its high taxes are exorbitant fees. Now, here's the whole catch. This is everything. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is what this man says. I am investing dollars in business expansion, but sadly, it is not in the state where I live. So evidently he lives in Illinois. Until we see significant improvements in the business climate of Illinois, I and other intelligent business owners who create jobs and tax revenue will continue to develop business elsewhere. Wake up, Illinois. And it's all because, we're charging $230 more. $230 more? Yeah, $230 more per year per business, and they're losing out on millions now. They need to do, in my opinion,
use emojis.
Is send him a nice little emoji and explain to him. How did you know that?
Yeah, don't use the gun one.
Use the gun. No, I'm talking about Illinois needs to send him one. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying that would be bad.
I love you, and I'll something like that. You know, kiss, hug. You know, like that.
Kisses.
I can't do it that high. But that was a good one. Help is on the way.
Oh, no. Oh, bless them. Yeah.
That's what's happening across America. And we keep getting these stories and people calling. I mean, people, it's like building codes. It's all these regulations that they put on people and everything. It's just people are sick of it.
Well, it's getting old.
And the business, the business atmosphere is that people, you know, they're tired of it, and they're going to, this man has an option to go to Indiana or Illinois. Where's he going? He's going to Indiana. Just because of a $230 extra fee, and it took him a little bit more time. If they're charging $220 a year more per business, then it shouldn't be handwritten. They could at least have it to where it's online. Now, that's my soapbox for the night, besides emojis. I'm done.
Mic drop.
I'm leaving.
Done. Yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm taking my headphones off and I'm walking out the door.
Exactly. Well, you know,
I've said what I got to say.
Yeah, people, you know, you just wonder sometimes about people, how they actually.
And he was nice. He was.
Oh yeah.
You can tell he's a businessman and he's fed up with it.
Sure.
He could have had some expletives in there, and some bad emojis and everything else, but he didn't. He was very professional. Mm-hmm. But he stated his case, and here's how it is. And people are getting tired of that because they can't do anything about it. They have no say anymore in what we do.
Well, and that's the problem. Yeah.
Wait,
exactly.
Our hands are tied.
Exactly. Well, I have a nice little story.
I hope so.
I have a little nice story. So this is from Philadelphia. It's a pizza place called Rosa's Fresh Pizza.
Say that fast.
I know. Whoa, that was horrible.
You barely got it out.
I know. Monday. but it's a taste of New York-style pizza to the people of Philadelphia. So, and actually Philadelphia is one of the poorest, largest cities in the country, it says.
Right over in Detroit.
Yeah, and I did not know that.
In Chicago.
And but they have good food too. So anyway, owner Mason Wortman, who left his Wall Street desk job to open the shop, says pay it forward pizza started with one customer, $1, and one post-it note. Mm-hmm. So he decided to start this thing where he wrote the purchase on a post-it note, slapped it on the wall behind the register to be redeemed by the next homeless patron that entered the store.
Mm.
So as word spread and, you know, more and more customers paid attention, Rosa's wall blossomed with colorful notes, with acts of kindness and guaranteed slice for everyone who walked in, regardless their ability to pay.
Mm.
So it's like each time since that pay it forward slice, Rosa has provided nearly 10,000 pizza slices to the Philadelphians.
That's unreal.
Pretty cool, isn't it?
I think
and
it's
actually,
real cool.
It says the pre-purchased slices now represent a 10% of their business.
Hmm.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I just thought it was neat.
And what they did was that, you know, they took a good thing and made it better.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's good for the business.
Right.
They have probably 10% more sales than what they would have had, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly.
It's good for the people who can't eat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also good for the people who buy that slice of pizza for the people who can't eat, because they're receiving a blessing by doing that. Not only the person getting a free piece of pizza, but the person buying it.
Well, and here's the really cool part, really quick. But one of the homeless people that came in and got a slice because someone paid it forward, they actually ended up getting a job about a few months later. And so they came in and paid for the slice, and then were able to pay it forward to them. So that's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool thing.
You know, folks, I'm going to tell you something.
That's what it's about.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
It's not about emojis, I'm telling you. It's really not. We could do so much better.
I'll send
for
you
each
an
other.
Emoji if I get, you know.
Send to Chicago.
An easy button.
Yeah. Sounds great. Have a great week. We'll see you next week.
We'll see.
Go Broncos.